Collision now in stock. Need service? Our award-winning service department and Collision Center are here to help. You always get a better deal at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads. Discount offer after consumer cash program. See dealer for full details.
KVOE News Time is now 8:31, which is Newsmaker 2 time here on this busy Monday morning. And it also is time to start up our weekly COVID-19 vaccination briefing with Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO and Lyon County Public Health Incident Commander Renee Hively this morning.
Renee, good morning.
Hey, Renee.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am trying to keep warm.
You and everybody else. Wind chills at minus 30. That is dangerous stuff out there. So, again, we ask people to, if you do need to be outside, to make sure you bundle up, because it doesn't take long for exposed skin and temperatures like this to become frostbitten. So please proceed with caution out there. Roads are slick in spots, too. So we're dealing with a lot of issues there. And Renee's in, and we appreciate Renee's time, as always, to give us our COVID-19 briefing, vaccination briefing on a Monday morning. So it looked like the Anderson building was a buzz Friday for your pod. And did the second vaccinations go well Saturday too, Renee?
Actually, yeah, the second, that was our first revaccination clinic for their second dose. And it actually went really, really well. Actually, too well, it seemed like, since they already knew the drill. People came in, they knew to get in line, they knew to go sit down and monitor for 15 minutes, so it went really well.
How pleased are you to see that, the fact that there don't really seem to be that many issues here, either with the clinics, for first doses over the last close to month now, and then now we're starting to see that revaccination process, as you mentioned, going smoothly here, at least to start things off?
You know, for my team, after a long last year of 2020, having something go really smoothly is really good to see. Really boosts morale on the team and really keeps them energized and keeps them moving forward.
Well, we mentioned last Friday, I think it was, Walmart's hopped into the loop here locally and started giving out vaccinations. And, of course, we asked that anybody that put their name on a list for Lyon County Public Health, if you did get vaccinated somewhere else, I know that Renee would like you to give them a call, let you know that you have been taken care of. Do you see any movement on that aspect from people that may have been vaccinated out at Walmart the last few days, Renee?
We haven't yet, but today will be the tell-all. We'll probably get calls if they got vaccinated at Walmart over the weekend, then we'll probably start getting those calls this morning.
Renee, what is the vaccination schedule here, at least for the next week or two, and how many vaccinations are going to be available here for initial doses today, or I should say initial doses this week, and then secondary doses for this week as well?
Sure. Actually, we're going to hold our primary clinic on Thursday the 18th from 8 to 5:30. We did receive notice Saturday, late Saturday afternoon, we got confirmation that we will be receiving 700 doses. So those were allocated to us. We have not received them yet this week. Hopefully we'll have those in by Wednesday, and we'll give those out on Thursday. We also are going to add another 50 slots because of the potential of, getting 11 doses per vial. We just want to make sure we're getting that vaccine out as quickly as we can. And then we always have some hiccups, as far as, I thought I was on the schedule, but we couldn't find them, so we always accommodate those people. So we kind of have a little buffer there to move forward on that day. And then Friday we'll do our second Revax clinic, which I believe is, I think about 500, a little over 500 people will be vaccinating on Friday.
So the reason you're moving it up to Thursday is because you want to get these vaccines in arms as quick as you possibly can. Is that the reason you're moving this up a day?
That is. And, staff works really, really hard during the week. We try to want to minimize the number of Saturdays we have to do, but we will be doing Saturday clinics as well, especially as we head into some of those other organizations like our teachers, the K-12. We'll probably have to get some Saturdays in there, too, to accommodate some of those other groups as we move forward through the phases.
So 10% of what you get is going to education, correct? Is that what you told us last week?
So right now, this week, we have 100 doses allocated to them.
Okay,
so 100 of the 700. Okay.
Yeah, so we have 100. We have 100 doses allocated this week, too, and we started scheduling those already. Anna at USD 253 is helping us schedule those schools around Lyon County, so we don't have to do that part. So we'll be making about 600 calls instead of 700.
So are you still taking registrations on the Lyon County Public Health website as far as the email goes to those 65 and older?
We are. So there's two ways you can register. You can go online, and there's a form you can fill out on our website at the Lyon County Public Health website. Put your information in, and we'll put you on our list. If you're 65 and older, you'll move over to our master list, or you can call our COVID hotline number at 208-3741, and they will get you on the master list as well. So, and when it's your turn to get vaccinated, we will give you a call.
Now, how are we doing on the 65 and older list, the people that have already registered, Renee? Do you still have, is there still a robust amount of people you still have to get to?
There is. I looked at it just right before this call, and we had 1,168 people on our list to get called to get vaccinated.
Speaking of that, Renee, given the fact that we started Phase 2 with an estimated 6,000 seniors, what's your estimate on how many seniors still have that availability to be vaccinated if they so choose to have that?
Wow, that's a good question. Not knowing the exact numbers from our long-term care facilities, what we've already vaccinated, you know, we're probably, I'm going to be optimistic and say we're halfway through.
Understood. I did want to ask you that on the flip side of that, given the recent policy change and the adjustment to get education staffers vaccinated, are you getting a little bit of blowback here on those vaccinations not going strictly to seniors, or have people basically understood the situation and you haven't really seen too much negative attention coming from that decision?
I personally, and I haven't heard from my team either, that we've received much flack on that. I think people understand that we need to keep our kids in school. And one way we can do that is vaccinating all those teachers and people that work closely in our school district with the children, kind of making that cocoon around them to protect our teachers and keep kids in school.
Can people move up the vaccination in order ladder, Renee, if they're dealing with health issues? How does that work, or does that work at all?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, the state has set those phases. There's five phases in the vaccine distribution plan that the state has put out. It's based on public health risk and the criticality of the state infrastructure. And so as vaccine supplies increase and more vaccine access points become available, then more people will have the opportunity to get vaccinated. I don't agree with all the categories in some of the phases. But again, I didn't set that plan. I just have to follow the state's plan. So if people are patient, as soon as, you know, that vaccine increases and ramps up throughout the state, then more people will have opportunity. And I think we'll see people get through those phases a lot quicker.
Have you been hearing any information down the pipeline of vaccines? More could be on the way soon. What are you hearing on that front?
I haven't heard a lot. You know, this week, I think the state of Kansas received 50,000 primary doses and around 50,000 secondary doses to the state, a combination of both Pfizer and Moderna. So we're really hoping that Johnson & Johnson gets their emergency authorization use, and I think they're slated for the February 28th, I believe, to have their first look at that. So hopefully that will add to it as well.
Renee, how much concern are you getting here about variants? We did have, almost two full weeks ago, the report of the variant in Ellis County, the UK strain specifically. And we know those variants, regardless of their origination points, will become part of the picture at some point in time. But how concerned are you, or how concerned are residents now about the variants that are, you know, starting to become more prevalent across the country? And maybe how concerned are they and are you about the effectiveness of the current set of vaccines?
I think that's a question everybody is asking. Even our scientists are still trying to learn more about those variants. We've had three identified variants thus far in the United States. Like you said, the UK variant is one of the first ones that reported in the end of December in the United States, and the South Africa variants and the Brazilian variants. The South African and the Brazilian kind of have some of the same unique mutations that UK one, still their scientists are saying or suggesting there might be an increased risk of death compared to the other variants, but that has not been confirmed. There's still been no reports that would suggest that these variants have any impact on severity of disease or the vaccine efficacy. But as scientists continue to study that, we'll learn more over time.
Renee, you, of course, had a secondary session, you know, for vaccinations this past Saturday. You heard of any ill side effects from people around the community?
During that 15-minute monitoring period, we really didn't have any issues going on. But usually on that second one, what we're seeing is usually about 8 hours later is when the side effects might take effect. So we haven't heard of that yet. I'm sure we did have some, but again, remember that is kind of a normal process. Your body's building that robust immune response. So you might have fatigue, headache, body aches, fever, chills. That's normal, but it is short-lived.
On that front here, Renee, what is the guidance that you are telling folks now when it comes to the pain medications, the fever medications, and things like that? Is the guidance now still the same as it was about a week ago on taking those after you're vaccinated versus before?
Yes, that's correct. We are recommending that they not take anything before they get vaccinated and not anything afterwards unless they become symptomatic, and then they can start taking Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Along those fronts here, too, I guess, how long should folks perhaps maybe take a look at the taking fever medications or pain medications before they think, well, this is lasting a little longer than I thought. Maybe I need to get tested and you know, maybe this is not just the vaccine that I'm dealing with.
Right. If they feel like their symptoms are a little bit more extreme, it's always warranted to go call your doctor, call our COVID hotline number, get tested if you feel like you need to get tested. If it lasts longer than 24 hours, I would say reach out and get tested for COVID. It is possible to become infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 after vaccination. It does take about 2 weeks to build some immune response. To be fully protected, you have to have 2 doses of vaccine. So again, another 2 weeks after your second dose before you become fully protected. So it is possible. It takes time for the body to build up those memory cells or those T lymphocyte cells that protect a person against the virus. So you just have to be patient. And if within 24 hours you're not feeling better, please contact our COVID hotline number and get scheduled for a test, and we can get you in pretty quick.
What other questions are you getting right now, Renee, or your phone bank operators getting right now from the public that really jump out at you that we may not have covered here recently?
Really, the only thing that I'm seeing right now is people are calling to double check and triple check to see if they got on the list.
And so, really?
Yeah, I know I from several concerned people that came through our clinic on Saturday and Friday, they wanted to make sure their parents were on the list because they called and nobody's called them yet. And so I just looked up, made sure, confirmed that they were on our list and let them know that when it's their turn, we will reach out to them.
Well, and I know that people that have signed up via email have been receiving, you know, emails from Lyon County Public Health saying, we've got your name, you're on the list, and we will contact you as soon as we can get you in. Mm-hmm. So, and that worked out pretty well right there from the people I've talked to.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that's working.
Yeah, working very well. Well, Renee, anything else we need to add before we wrap things up here?
Sure, I would just like to say, you know, if we're going to stop this pandemic, it's really going to require a collaborative effort on everyone's part. And we have a lot of tools in our toolbox now, so we still need to continue to use all those, like social distancing, avoiding mass gatherings, wearing masks, good hand hygiene, and now getting a vaccination when it's your turn. So just remember, use all the tools in the toolbox so we can get out of this.
Yeah, indeed. And I just unfortunately happened to notice here this weekend a number of people without masks out there in some businesses, more so than I've seen as of late. So hopefully people aren't taking our numbers that seem to be going down, which is good, and not paying attention to what we need to be doing until we can make some more progress here. So, Renee, as always, we appreciate your time very much. Before we let you go, we'd like to wish you a happy birthday today.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's good to be 29 again.
We were going to say 27, but that's...
thank you.
Well, thanks for all you do, Renee. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Renee. Bye-bye. Yeah, Lyon County. Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO Renee Hively joining us on our COVID-19 vaccination briefing. We appreciate Renee's time, as always. Things going, well, pretty well.
At this point.
So, the vaccinations are getting into the arms, so there'll be a Thursday and Friday closed pod events at the Boyer Community Building this week.
Mm-hmm. And again, 700 doses or thereabouts will be available here for Phase 2 seniors, of which 100 will be for, I should say 600 for Phase 2 seniors, 100 for education staffers here in Lyon County. Want to let you know, too, that most of our Newsmaker 2 slots here for the rest of the week are full. We do have Thursdays open right now, so if you'd like that one, give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue at kvue.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be a bit delayed because we have the monthly Emporia Showcase with Interim Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder for the USD 253 School District. So around 8:45 tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Lyon Chase County FSA Director Julia Smith as we talk about the livestock indemnity program for ranchers who may be suffering some losses with cattle here over the last few days.
And we want to let you know that our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning. It's 8:48. 9 below, a wind chill of minus 30.
COVID cases have been going down across the country and vaccines have been ramping up, but